Blog Talk Radio.
Of life, kindness, and mercies. This is the 144th class of Soul Class. We won't get into the acronym now because we only have 15 minutes. We're going to try to jam in as much information as possible. But slowly, we continue with our series dedicated to promoting a new book produced by Rabbi Yossi Markel in connection to his blood, sweat, and tears effort for the past 20-plus years to translate, elucidate, and dialogue on Shari Yuchot, The Gate of Unification, which was a book originally authored by Rebbe Dovber Lubavitch, the Mittler Rebbe, the second Lubavitch Rebbe of the Chabad Hasidus dynasty. If you want to connect directly with Rabbi Markel, go to www.thewellsprings.org. So since, blessed souls, we only have 13 minutes and 19 seconds to go, let's go into the book. I'll be reading directly from it. And from there, hopefully, you'll want to learn more about this book and the Shari Yuchot, The Gate of Unification. So now, let's go into the preface to this new and improved Kabbalah series. And this book has been called The Key to Chabad and Hasidus. Okay, you know, life is strange. Blessed souls had to deal with an issue, and hopefully that situation will work out. But anyway, let's go back into it, that the Shari Yuchot, the Gate of Unification, which we're dealing with the preface to the new improved Kabbalah series. This book was actually identified by the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Schneerson of Lubavitch, who was the Rebbe of Lubavitch Rebbe of this generation, in a seminal work called Hayom Yom, that this book is the key to Chabad Hasidus. Rabbi Markel continued in his preface, "It is the only book of its kind, for there are other books, such as the Eitz Chaim, which means the Tree of Life, that compile the Kabbalah. They do not explain the concepts in tangible terms with physical analogies, and so there is a great risk of misunderstanding the teachings presented there. That is why these teachings were, for a long time, not taught in the public, for fear that they would misunderstood them. That fear that people would misunderstand their teachings, which for the time the Kabbalah was only taught to men at least 40 years old, were fluent in the entire Tanakh, which is the Torah of Israel, the Jewish Bible, starting from Genesis and ending in the Book of Chronicles. And we know that Tanakh is an abbreviation for the Hebrew name in its three parts, the Torah, Pentateuch, Nevi'im, or prophets, and Kesuvim, the writings, and Talmud, which is the oral Torah tradition, the source of Jewish thought that we have into this day. And even though it was only taught privately, one-on-one, there also existed another problem of being liable to fall into the evil side of Kabbalah or go crazy. However, Rabbi Markel continued in his preface to the New Improved Kabbalah series, both of these problems are avoided when one learns the Kabbalah according to the explanations of Hasidus. The reason for this is twofold. One, because it is taught with proper analogies to help one's human intellect understand. and two, because the teachings of Chassidus explain actually one step higher than the realms of godliness, or the universes, the worlds that may be, than the Kabbalah itself. For while the Kabbalah explains how the infinite light, the Or Ein Sof, is invested or enclosed in the Sfirot, the divine conduits of creation, and worlds, Olamot, what is called Razim, or secrets of the Torah, the teachings of Chassidus are called Razi Derazim, the secrets of the secrets. For they go even further to even explain how the Or Ein Sof, the infinite light, exists before it contracted to create the worlds that we dwell in, blessed souls, as united with the Almighty Creator Himself. This helps to prevent the mistake of thinking of the Kabbalah as purely mechanistic, which is unfortunately a common error that most people who learn strictly Kabbalah can fall prey to. Now, with these teachings, the Kabbalah has become more accessible. One no longer has to be 40 years old or a Torah scholar. Also, Rabbi Merkel wants to let us know, and I've learned these teachings that he's about to bring out in his preface to the New Improved Kabbalah series, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, declared that it is now even more important for women to study these teachings than men, and should now be as public as possible. This is all part of the process that the world is undergoing with the approach of Yemot HaMashiach, the Messianic era. The central theme of which is the spreading of the knowledge of the Almighty God, until it covers everything as the waters cover the sea. This quote-unquote flood of divine knowledge was predicted in the Zohar. A basic text of the early Kabbalah, more than 2,000 years ago, stating that in the year 1840, the wellsprings of both secular and godly knowledge would open in preparation for the Messiah, the Mashiach. This day corresponds to the beginning of technological advancements within the Industrial Revolution, and also the beginning of the spreading of Hasidic teachings. 1840 is one interpretation of what the Zohar says. And concluding, Rabbi Markel so humbly adds, in the name of the translators, which included himself and his son, and of Benjamin Walters, may God accept favorably our good intentions for the benefit of every person who searches for God with truth and sincerity, and each person be judged favorably for anything that might be improper in the eyes of the sages, as it stated, quote, who can discern unintentional sins from unknown transgressions? Cleanse me, etc. Actually, this idea that the Most High should accept favorably our good intentions was actually extracted from the preface of the Shar Yuchud, the Mitler Rebbe, Rabbi Dov Ber, quoting from Psalms of King David. And therefore, so he ended off with words of the Mitler Rebbe himself concerning not only the Mitler Rebbe's efforts, but for all of his and his sons and Rav Walter's efforts, and of course my own efforts as I'm connected to this dispersion of these teachings. Now we go to the compiler's foreword, which was compiled originally in Marchej 157.6.4 over 8 years ago. Upon his return from the Maggid of Mezrich, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in the dynasty of Chabad Chassidus, the Alter Rebbe's father-in-law asked him what had he learned while in Mezrich under the guidance of the Maggid of Mezrich. The Rebbe replied, the Alter Rebbe, that he had learned that there was a God. Surprised, his father-in-law, the father-in-law of Reb Shneur Zalman, called in the maidservant and asked, quote, is there a God? And the maidservant said, yes. So the father-in-law asked, surprisingly, the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Shneur Zalman, knew, what's the difference? I mean, you're saying you know there's a God, and my maidservant said she knows there's a God. So the Alter Rebbe explained, the difference, explained the Rebbe, is what she says, is that she says she knows of a God. Well, I know there is a God. This brings to mind the analogy of a child whose father reads him a story about a soldier who put money in a bank. Though he can repeat what he heard, when asked, what is a soldier or what is a bank? The child still doesn't know what a soldier is or what a bank is. Shari Yuchud, the gate of unification, is called the key to Chassidus, or the key of Chassidus, because it enables one to know the entire chain-like descent of the various worlds, particularity by particularity, and how everything is really unified with the Almighty Creator. One that is able to see with the intellect how there is nothing but Him, which is mentioned in the book of Deuteronomy, Sefer Devarim. It is therefore with great honor and pleasure to have been blessed with the task of compiling the work of three God-fearing men whose work reveals unparalleled expertise in making matters of godliness rational and comprehensible. Our efforts to spread, quote, the wellsprings outward, unquote, bring Mashiach, mamish now, through good means. Now, you should know, blessed souls, that Rav Markel has a yeshiva in cyberspace called the Kabbalah Cyber Yeshiva, which you can go to by typing in www.thewellsprings.org. And there you'll see a smorgasbord of levels of learning the Shar Yuchud, which we're going to hopefully read a paragraph first before we end today's program. Number one, there's Reb Mendel's Kabbalah Mini, series for beginners. Then number two, there's the new improved Kabbalah series. Three, there's an appendix where in this appendix, there's A, B, C, and D. There's a list of frequent terms used and definitions. B, there's contact information. C, there's class curriculum. And D, the original Kabbalah series by Rabbi Yosef Markel, which again is at www.thewellsprings.org. So now we're going to go into Rabbi Menachem Markel's Kabbalah Ministries for Beginners, which was put together by him and his father, Rabbi Yosef Markel, who published this book that I'm reading parts of to you bit by bit. Chapter 1, Part 1, Hear, O Israel, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which is brought down in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. This is a passage from the Bible, the Torah, which contains the commandment to meditate on the Almighty and the Almighty's ways so as to become closer to Him. As Rambam Maimonides writes, quote, it is the foundations of all foundations, or the basic of basics, and the pillar of wisdom, intellectual and spiritually essential, to know that there is a God, that He made exist all things which exist, which includes the basic laws of the Bible, in chapter 1, law 1, that God is one, and this knowledge is a direct commandment from the Bible, from the Torah, as it states, Hear, O Israel, which is brought down in the laws of the foundation of the Torah by Rambam, Maimonides, chapter 1, law 7. So blessed souls, we're about 30 seconds ago. We're going to end off with a song by a good friend, Achi, and brother, David Dome from England, who will help us take us home to reconnect, reconfigure to our divine image, will help us get off the scrimmage, to tell them Mokim is no dream. This is hope we'll continue in this series, and you can connect with Rabbi Markel, Rabbi Markel at www.thewellsprings.org, and hopefully we're going to be getting a code system that I'll be sharing with you, blessed souls, in order so you can order the book according to your economic means. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.